You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
So I'd like to say good morning and welcome to Mr. Singh, President of the Greater San Fernando Chamber of Commerce. Good morning and welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. And first off, let's say condolences to the family of Anushka Eversley and Greater San Fernando as well.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. We're hearing you now.
Good morning to Trinidad and Tobago, and good morning to you. I can't say it's a pleasure to be on the program this morning because we're discussing a disturbing piece of news, but it certainly is thankful for the opportunity to speak, nevertheless, on your morning program.
So let's start, first of all, with the consensus of the business owners in San Fernando. What are their main concerns at this point in time coming out of this latest event?
Well, of course, our hearts and prayers go out to the family of the police officer who was murdered yesterday morning in the municipal police station. We awoke to a very fearful situation, and very worrying when the news broke of what took place at the municipal station yesterday. And of course, that feeling of fear continues today. Of course, we acknowledge the efforts of the police that they were able to apprehend the main suspect, we understand, in the murder and robbery. And of course, they recovered several arms and ammunition. But what they need to do is continue with that rigorous effort to ensure that they recover most, if not all, of the missing arms and ammunition to restock their armory. And of course, we expect that they will put more secure measures in place to protect these assets, because what happens is that when these guns and bullets go on the streets, they're meant to do one thing, and that is for deadly force. It's not a toy, and it's not meant to go to a party with. So we expect that the police will be instituting harsher measures, and that when they apprehend the other culprits, that they'll be dealt with any harshest legal measures available to the police and the judicial system to demonstrate to the public that they're not playing games and they're serious about taking back the country from the criminals, and that we need to feel safe again. Because right now we're fearful. I mean, if somebody, imagine a police officer left their home safe with their families and never return home. That is going through the psyche of everybody that left their house this morning. That you are the safest in your any police station, and if that can happen in a police station, then it can happen anywhere. And is that how we want to live? The Trinidad and Tobago is not a society like that. We better than that. And we look forward to more positive news coming out of the TTPS in the coming days to demonstrate that how to build back the confidence that we so desperately need in the TTPS. The detection rate for murders and serious crime is abysmally low. We need to improve. We need to improve all these statistics that to show that the police are serious about doing their jobs. And it's unfortunate that a fellow police officer, I can't imagine how he could take another his co-worker's life.
And the thing is,
this is unbelievable.
The thing is, it's unfortunate because within the last couple of months, San Fernando has been making the news in such positive light in terms of development, in terms of restructuring how business is done in San Fernando, meaning vendors and really establishing a new way of integrating commerce in San Fernando, and celebrations are coming up, the central celebrations in San Fernando, revisiting the Skinner Park and the uses, etc. And for this to happen, I'm also thinking of how the police officers feel at this point in time, understanding that happened within. Now, from that particular train of thought, many are calling for a curfew in San Fernando and by extension the country until all of these guns, ammo, etc. is recovered. What say the Commerce Chamber? Is that a good idea? The Prime Minister has said there is no need for one, and the opposition leader has said that some sort of action should be taken? What do the business owners have to say on this?
We agree that the police need to be to exercise deadly force, because when they are met with deadly force, they have to react in kind. That is their, that is written in their job description. They have to protect themselves and the society. The issue with the curfew is that we have to be careful about how we institute crime fighting measures that may impact negatively on business operations, because a curfew will then limit your movement. And we have a lot of businesses that people don't realize that work beyond normal office hours. Manufacturing work 24/7, 7 days a week, for instance. They work on shift. We have janitorial services that can only occur in the night, security services, and a plethora of other services and businesses that happen during what we call off-peak hours, and that would impact negatively on business. We're already in a challenging economic climate, and if we were to, that a curfew would hamper that. We understand, you know, when you hear curfew, it means your movement is restricted. But what happens when the curfew is lifted? The same bandits who are sitting, they will just sit and wait it out and continue with their crime. What we need to do is find the criminals, arrest them, take them before the courts, and put them in jail. And that will solve the problem, because right now we have a population of almost 1.5 million people being held to ransom by literally a few people. The whole country is not criminally minded. It is just a few people that are causing the disruption in our very peaceful, harmonious societal life that we lead. And San Fernando used to be a shining example of that. Unfortunately, with this incident, we're not able to say that, but I'm sure working with the police, we will re-engender that, because we have been working with the TTPS since last year to install more cameras in downtown San Fernando, and we have a monitoring room that will house police officers themselves to monitor these cameras in downtown San Fernando in real time, so that should an event occur, they can respond more quickly should an unfortunate event happen. And we want to continue this drive of increasing the security monitoring implements with the police.
Now, my next question would have been, what are some of the actions the chamber, or recommendations that the chamber has to have additional crime fighting initiatives? You spoke about the monitoring of I would believe business spaces, as you just described. Are there any other actions that are necessary? In terms of personal safety, I know that there has been conversation on firearm licenses. Would there be another venture into securing those things and understanding the process, revisiting that process?
The Commissioner of Police made a statement recently that the applications for FULs are open, and that we would tell business persons, if they are so desirous of obtaining a firearm, and if they feel that their lives are being threatened, or they think they are under threat, that please feel free and apply to the Commissioner's office for the granting of a firearm license. And they would have to go through the rigorous process of making sure that they meet the criteria. I keep saying, a gun is not a toy. You must go through some psychosomatic evaluation to ensure that you are capable of carrying such a responsibility. Because we also hear about domestic violence, and the guns, unfortunately, are used in domestic violence cases, unfortunately, but that leads to deadly ends, and we wouldn't want that for citizenry either. But certainly, the process to apply is open, and we would recommend and encourage those who feel the need to get a firearm, please apply. The commissioner did not say he's not granting the FULs, or that there's any hold on the application process. So please go ahead and apply for your firearm, and you will get approval. I think he said some get it within a couple months, some take several months, depending on the type of information they provide and the type of weapon that you are desirous of obtaining.
Now, in terms of actually continuing business, the advice of the Prime Minister and also law enforcement is to continue with normal routines. Is there anything like a normal routine for business owners in the chamber? What do you think is needed additionally to continue life as best as possible?
Well, we continue to plead with the, with the municipal and state police to work with the business community in terms of allowing us some redress, in terms of pulling up on the street to conduct business, for the customers to work with us in a more harmonious relationship so that business can continue. When we have unnecessary no parking signs on the streets and traffic wardens telling you you can't stop on the street and you're running out to pick up an item or to do a CIT, and then you have untrained officers asking what does a CIT mean, and we have to explain cash in transit. We don't expect us to walk to the corner with cash to go and deposit in the bank, and we all can't afford to hire armed van to take the cash to the bank or to pay, and when we have to pay workers and so. And so we continue to employ the police to work with us so that business can continue, so we can pay our workers, pay our rents, our mortgages, and business can thrive.
Mm-hmm.
This is a slow time in the economy, and we need all the encouragement for business to survive.
Mm-hmm.
We don't only sell at Christmas time. You know, Mother's Day is coming up. We just finished Easter. We have Father's Day. And we look forward to these high sales periods to recover the investment and expenses that would have been incurred during the year.
And I mean, on a side note, I know that this is the main driving point right now with what happened over the weekend, but how has business been going as the international conflict has been happening? Has goods been coming in regularly? What has been the climate so far?
It's been pretty stable, but if the oil price did drop back significantly, but if it continues to remain high, we will end up having to pay more for shipping, and we may also face some lower or lesser variety of goods, lesser quantities, because the cost would continue going up, because the price of oil drives the cost of everything up, and I don't think the average man on the street is aware of the implications of higher oil prices. Yes, we will benefit from a temporary windfall because we do sell oil and gas. So, well, it has been reduced over the years because of lower producing fields, and that's why we're looking forward to 2027 when we would see some monetization of new fields with Venezuela, the Manatee field, should be coming on stream within a year. And we are telling our members to, as hard as it sounds, to maintain a little strain for a few months. And once the downstream industries get involved in preparation for the reopening of the refinery also, we would see an uptick in employment. Retail business would start picking up in the Marabella district especially. It did affect us in downtown San Fernando as well, but we can look forward to some positive benefit coming forward from the development of the new fields. And of course, international investors have expressed interest in the refinery, and we really want to be optimistic in how we can generate revenue from this asset sooner than later.
And it's all just a matter of timing, and as you say, to quote-unquote hold some strain until that time comes. Now, the relationship with the San Fernando mayor, how has that been? And are there conversations about how to improve the relationship between the chamber and the corporation in dealing and building businesses in San Fernando?
We have a very good working relationship with the mayor and the city council. We continue to have dialogue on a regular basis. on business, on security matters. His door is open to us. He's always been receptive of ideas that we have, suggestions on how we can strategize business in any form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And he continues to be open to any suggestion that we would bring to him. So in that regard, we are doing pretty well with his worship, and we continue to expect that will continue for the rest of his term in office.
And finally, to the customers that come to the businesses, any final word for them? Shall we look out for discounts and sales?
I continue to say San Fernando has the best deals and promotions in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to offer the best prices. We are the most hospitable people in the country. I say that San Fernando is the invented the hospitality in the country. When I go to Port of Spain, I tell them that, and they cannot disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
They will say, yes, that is true. They are not as friendly as San Fernando. You come to San Fernando and shop, you might get a cup of coffee, you might get something cool to drink. You can speak to the staff. They will be very friendly. You could get a deal on some item that you may come to purchase. And reckon what stopped in San Fernando over 3 years ago.
Mm.
Unlike Port of Spain, that has reckon, and they're very serious about reckon in Port of Spain, as we know.
Mm.
But we have no reckon. And the traffic wardens, we did meet with them, and they are willing to give businesses and customers a chance to pull up on the street to conduct their business. And we have a good working relationship with the police as well when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're telling customers, you don't need to go to the malls to pay higher prices. Come downtown where the action is, and we're going to have some promotions for Mother's Day coming up. So look out for that. We will be putting it out on Facebook and advertising some really fantastic deals for Mother's Day come up in the next couple of weeks.
Mr. Singh, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and give your comments on the situation. And let's hope that there is a stern resolution to what we're seeing happening right now. And to better business and a better community.
Yes, I hope that the next time we speak, it will be positive, good news, and not anything negative.
All right. I appreciate you taking the time. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. Have a good day. Turn out to be good. Be safe.
Thank you.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.